from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As expected, Kadarius Toney, no longer a member of the Chiefs. They will eat $2.5 million. I think that's fine. I had no issue with him making it to camp. We said that back in February when it was like, hey, surprise they didn't cut him. Yeah, I was. But then also it was like, hey, there's no harm in having Toney go through training camp. He went through training camp. It wasn't a great camp. He couldn't stay healthy. He couldn't get on the field. They finally wiped their hands clean. He helped them win a Super Bowl.
Sure.
All good. All good. We're done.
Someone's going to fall back for this trap because Ian Rappaport, he'd sent out the same thing as Schefter. And his tweet was, he'll have a market elsewhere. The talented playmaker story isn't done yet.
Yeah, I agree with that. Somebody else will sign him. That's fine. Good for him.
It's just not your problem anymore.
Correct.
Sometimes these things work and sometimes they don't. But as a result of that, they just, like, it was never going to work here. The ship had sailed. They'd gone after all of these things. They had gone after multiple other wide receivers. They brought in Juju. They drafted another wide receiver. Rashee proved his worth. Like, from an outside perspective, he offered no other position on the field that made sense. Now, we can go back to the same thing you and I made the argument. If you made me go back in time, back to the future style, and make the trade, I'd do it for the one punt return, probably. Was it a great trade? Was it a home run? Was it the Royals, Cole Reagans for Chapman? No. Was it a trade that inevitably gave them what they needed in that year to give them that extra little boost to get a Super Bowl? It did. And then after that, it was pretty much a failure. Yeah, you probably shouldn't have given up what you did. I understood the risk. It's not the world's worst trade. You didn't get zero value out of it. But I was also so way done of the sunk cost fallacy. I'm glad that they stopped chasing the value they gave up for.
Agree, but that's also like, there was no harm in having him go to camp, though. Like, there was no, I mean, that's
didn't cost anything.
You eat the money either way.
Sure.
Yeah, but camp, luckily the rest of the wide receiver competition played out the way you were hoping it played out. He also did not help himself by not being available. And for Chiefs fans, I'm sure most are just very happy. Not that you want someone to lose their job. He'll be okay. He's still getting $2.5 million. But also, it was just for your own mental health in Kansas City. We could not go through another season. Certainly not a Thursday night game to open up with the potential of Kadarius Toney screwing things up. I'm sorry. Couldn't do that. For the fan base's sake, couldn't have that happen again. Even if he was going to be wide receiver 6. And they're set. This is a better wide receiver room anyway. And he was not going to be a piece this year that elevated it.
He'll probably clear, but as pointed out by Matt Derrick, because he has 4 accrued years, he technically has to pass through waivers, which means if someone claims him,
then
you're off the hook for the 2.53. We should make it our goal that for the next 48 hours to convince some fan base that Kadarius Toney could save them.
There's no
reason. He can fix Drake May. He's got no one to throw to, Patriots. He's all yours.
Here's how
for the low, low cost of $2.53 million and absolutely zero draft pick compensation, Kadarius Toney could be yours.
Here's also why we know he's not going to get claimed. Is because somebody would have just given up a conditional 7th round pick. I bet. I can promise you the Chiefs called around. And
Diana Rossini, I think, reported that they tried to trade him.
I can promise you the Chiefs tried to probably get a conditional 7th round pick or something by trading away Toney. They didn't. Nobody's going to pick him on waivers. They can get him for free.
Yeah, per source, she said they tried to get a trade done, but they're releasing him because they couldn't.
What a
wild time. He was here for a year and a half, won 2 Super Bowl rings, and we're like, be gone! Yeah. But that's also it's like, it didn't feel like. Yeah, well, it felt like he was actively hurting that cause a lot of times more than he was helping it.
And someone on the text line is 100% correct. Just to put things in perspective of a year ago, and in hindsight, it looks very foolish. But heading into last season, maybe you could argue it was MVS, but I don't think so. We were told Kadarius Toney was the number one wide receiver.
Yeah. And then MVS was 2. Like, going into the year, we thought it was Kelsey. Yeah. Toney, MVS, and like this year, it's Rice, Hollywood, Kelsey, Worthy, Juju, Justin Watson, and McCole probably. Also, wait, that's one too many. Oh, Hollywood will be, I don't know, they don't IR him. I just left Sky Moore off the team. Either Sky Moore or McCole getting cut? They're not going to 8 wide receivers, right? Rice, Hollywood Brown, Worthy, Juju. Oh, I said Kelsey. Never mind. I was like, wait, I was counting Kelsey's a wide receiver. We're good.
There's more positive news too. Jordan Schultz said that Carson still has made the 53-man confirmed.
I mean, duh.
As well, which is no surprise.
Yeah. Yes, I'm reporting that as well without talking to anybody, I guess. Like,
this
of course,
is, I will say.
Like, yes.
I'm just saying, he reported it.
I would actually
what a weird thing to report. I'm talking about them, not you.
I would kind of borderline like to know what other fans think, because obviously a lot of these aggregate sites and these news sites report every single person who's on or off the team. 913-586-7965. I want to know, do you care? Because Alex and I, behind the scenes, I'll be honest, we'll be like, sources confirm to 96.5 The Fan that some dude you've never heard of, who was definitely number 93 on the roster, isn't going to make the team. I didn't have to call anybody. I didn't need a source for that, Alex.
Did you?
I can tell you 20 players right now that aren't on the squad. I don't need to speak to anyone.
Did you see Justin Ross? Jordan Schultz now reporting that Justin Ross has been released.
Everything's happening that everybody kind of thought was going to happen.
So far, yeah.
I mean, none of us thought Tony was making the roster when we did this yesterday and today. And we all thought that Justin Ross, if he can get to the practice squad, will end up back on the practice squad. Some other team might sign him.
It comes down to Nico and Sky then, correct? Or is Nico on the roster then?
It's going to be
Sky. Would be the last
Sky
guy.
And Juju. Remember,
that'd be six and seven.
That's six and seven.
So Nico
because
will
Watson,
not be
there. Okay. Nico maybe practice squad.
Justin Watson, Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, because he's not going to need to go on IR from most accounts. Hardman. It just leaves. Yeah. Unless Hardman's getting cut or Sky's getting cut for one of those other guys.
Yeah, there could still be other moves. Yeah. We said just because you make it on the roster today doesn't mean that another team cuts someone that you're interested in, and so suddenly there's another cut. But it looks like what is happening with the wide receiver room is where things were trending in the last week, other than Juju, one other wrinkle. But from the Justin Ross and Tony angle, that's something that most people have been kind of predicting.
If he ends up with another team, should we all put one final dollar in the jar just to honor Justin Ross's time? Just one final dollar. Was Drew here for the majority of the Justin
that
Ross
was last
bucket?
Last summer?
No, I arrived after the original hype. I arrived after.
Okay, because the year before even was probably even bigger than that. Okay, nothing weird yet, right?
No, Mahomes has also made the 53-man roster. That's
somebody
true.
Reporting that. Stunner.
Thank you for that, Jordan Schultz.
To me, that's the same as saying like this guy I've never heard of is cut. It's the same. Like, telling me player 104 didn't make it. You're like, yeah. I mean, if you're playing in the fourth quarter of that last preseason game, maybe. You're probably not going to have it. We'll see. Justin Ross, no Kadarius Toney. Those were two guys. Justin Ross was on the roster for, 11 games last year.
And he still can be on the practice squad. We'll see.
You think he'll make it through?
Some other team. Depends on if some other team sees a little bit more than the Chiefs did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.